taking a bite out of an apple, or chomping on some carrots can actually make inroads in addressing climate change, according to a study led by UC Santa Barbara researchers.
No one had looked at this. That's why I was so interested in seeing what the effect of better diets would be on the climate, not only in that food system itself, from, you know, inputs, production, marketing, transport, packaging, all that, which is huge, but also what they would have by improving people's health and therefore reducing health care.
David Cleveland, the study's director and a research professor in UCSB's Environmental Studies program, says the food system contributes to about 30% of total greenhouse gas emissions in the country, with the largest proportion coming from animal-based food and the lowest from food that is plant-based.
There's this synergy between these foods that are good for people and good for the planet, and foods that are bad for people and bad for the planet.
While studies have shown that healthier foods like fruits and vegetables leave a smaller carbon footprint than other foods, this study goes further. It looks at diet and health care. Quentin Gee, the study's co-author and a UCSB Environmental Studies lecturer, says they analyzed the effects of food on three diseases: diabetes, colorectal cancer, and coronary heart disease.
You will have a reduction in what they call relative risk, a reduction in likelihood of developing a given disease if you're eating a healthier diet.
Researchers say the U.S. spends $3 trillion on health care each year. That's 18% of the gross domestic product. Much of that is allocated to diseases associated with poor diets. So by eating a healthier diet, the financial savings in health care could potentially be tremendous. And so could the reduction in greenhouse gases.
Because they're healthier, they don't need to go to the hospital as much. They don't need ambulatory services. They don't need pharmaceuticals or as many pharmaceuticals. That, taken altogether, saves billions of dollars in the economy, but also leads to less of a greenhouse gas footprint associated with those billions of dollars spent on medical care.
Cleveland says if you just look at reducing hospital stays, you can see a large decrease in emissions.
You could shrink the power to light them. You could shrink the gas to heat them. You could shrink the water, the energy it takes to put the water into the hospitals, and so on. So everything we do generates some impact and some greenhouse gas emissions. So the more we can reduce the excess of that activity, the more we can reduce our emissions.
He says the study found that healthier diets could contribute up to 134% of California's goal of reaching 1990 emission levels by 2020.
We can have good, healthy food that is good for the climate. It's good for their planet. I think that's the big takeaway, and we need to be not ignoring this possibility. It's not just something that's, oh, that would be nice, but we don't need to do it. We do need to do it to save ourselves from catastrophic climate change and from catastrophic healthcare system costs. We need to change our diets.
At UC Santa Barbara, Deborah Green, KCLU News.